And KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Let's take a look at what's going on in the way of local news for this Gold Country Thursday. While Amador and Calaveras counties have yet to experience a PG&E public safety power shutoff event so far this fire season, a power shutoff in the coming weeks is a possibility. PG&E spokesperson Megan McFarland says there's not one criteria that makes a PSPS happen. It's a bunch of different factors: humidity levels, wind speed, conditions on the ground, temperature, and whether there's a red flag warning are all factors. Since PG&E began its policy of cutting power due to high fire danger in 2018, there have been a total of 19 PSPS events, and 9 of those events have taken place during the month of October. So far this year, there have been 3 PSPS events in California, with an average of about 19,000 customers affected each time. McFarland said so far this year, PSPS events have been effective in preventing wildfires. PG&E urges residents to be prepared for incidents like PSPS events by having extra food and water on hand, battery-operated radios, and flashlights. For more information, you can visit pge.com.
Well, Caltrans invites the public to review an environmental study, as well as an opportunity to request a virtual public meeting regarding a proposed highway improvement project along 18 miles of 88. The project would restore and extend the service life of 88 in Amador County, beginning at Highway 124, running to the intersection with 49 in Martell. The public comment period, now open, and will run until October 29th. If there are no major comments or requests for a hearing, Caltrans will proceed with the project's design. Documents available locally, both county libraries in Ione and Jackson. Now, if Caltrans moves forward with the project, it would be scheduled sometime in 2022. For more info, contact Scott Guidi of Caltrans at 497-1829 or visit dot.ca.gov.
And the West Point Lumberjack Day Committee is holding the 45th annual Lumberjack Day celebration on Saturday. The celebration will include a parade, street fair, soapbox derby, and car show. Now, the following roads will be impacted by the celebration on Saturday. Spink Road from Main Street to the VFW Hall will be closed from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pine Street from Main Street to Highway 26 will be closed from 8 to 5. And Main Street from Highway 26 to Bouvard Street will be closed from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please observe all traffic control signs and the instructions of on-site personnel. Contact the West Point Lumberjack Day Committee with any questions at 293-4490.
While asking the public to have patience, Governor Newsom has signed a new $22 billion housing and affordability and homelessness package that includes 7 new laws aimed at addressing the state's homelessness crisis. Now, nearly all of that money will go to local governments. One of the bills signed on Wednesday for the first time gives the state more say over how local governments spend that money. Now, the law creates a new governing body to dole out up to $2 billion in homelessness funding to local governments. This replaces the existing Homelessness Council and has been named the California Interagency Council on Homelessness. Directors of half a dozen state agencies will be on the council that must review and approve local governments' plans for spending the money. Now, the governor also signed a law requiring all the state school districts and charter schools to identify all their homeless students and refer them to available services. Additionally, Newsom detailed his administration has identified 100 of what he called the state's high-profile homeless encampments and has, quote, attached timelines and strategies to begin to clean them up permanently.
Amador County Tax Collector Liz Nelson is reminding taxpayers that property tax postponement applications for the 2021-2022 tax year are now available. California's property tax postponement program, administered by the State Comptroller's Office, allows homeowners who are seniors, are blind, or have a disability and who meet income and other requirements to defer current year property taxes on their primary homes. Please note that the Amador County Tax Collector's Office is not involved in the application process or in the administration of this state program. Applications and additional program details can be found online at sco.ca.gov or by calling the State Controller's Office. Now, if you have any questions, any limited questions, you can call the Amador County Tax Collector's Office.
And this year, the Foothill Conservancy Annual Dinner will honor the husband and wife duo and Conservancy founding members and community leaders, Dr. Bob Hartman and Mel Welsh, RN. The event will begin 4 p.m. Saturday, October 9th at Terra Rouge and Easton Wines in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley. Now, Hartman and Welsh have lived in Amador County and Pine Grove since 1988. In more than three decades of community service, they've been outstanding advocates for the health of local residents, our communities, and our environment. The dinner will feature delicious meat and veggie offerings, live music from Wicked Sisters, fabulous raffle, live and silent auction with special prizes. Tickets are only $70 for adults, $10 for children 12 and under. Available online at foothillconservancy.org or from the Conservancy's Jackson office. For more info, contact the Foothill Conservancy office at 223-3508.
And the City of Jackson is inviting residents to take part in the cemetery cleanup. Let's show some respect. October 23rd, 10 in the morning at the Jackson City Cemetery. Rakers, baggers, blowers, etc. all needed. Tools provided. Bring your own if you have them. This would be a great opportunity for students looking for community service hours or service groups or organizations, even scouting troops. Again, that's Jackson City Cemetery Cleanup Day. Let's show some respect on Saturday, October 23rd, 10 o'clock. For more details, you can give the City of Jackson a call. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.